Okay.
I'm ready.
Hello.
Howdy doody.
Hi doodies.
Hello, dookie poopies.
It's Melanie.
It's Amanda. And we're...
your fairy godparents. What did you say?
I said, and we're your fairy godparents.
Fairy godparents! This is The Internet Made Me Do It, the show about the show. Today's episode is You've Got Mail, the segment of our show where we read your mail that you send us. Your fun dating stories, your catfish stories. I don't think we have any today. Send us your freaking, like, creepy internet things that have happened to you. Like, have you been stalked? Have you been Craigslist gone wrong? Like, send us your stuff. It doesn't have to be creepy, but send us your emails to theinternetmademedoitpod@gmail.com.
Dwatquam.
Yeah, so with these, we're really not going to talk in the beginning and catch up because, you know, they're mini episodes. So. Yeah,
they're
so,
little mini.
They're little tiny. But what are you drinking? It looks delightful. Tea?
Just some green tea. Ooh. Are you having a bev?
I'm having a hydro flask filled with water.
Oh, wowee. She's responsible.
Green tea is great for your skin and your metabolism. And your overall health.
We love that for me.
All right, you want to go first or what?
Sure, let's dive right into it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to start this one with a bang from my pal Alex. We've mentioned Alex before.
Hey.
Alex has been in our Discord, which if you're not a part of it, please send us a DM and we will send you a link to join.
It's so fun.
By the way, we watched Hereditary the other night. And it was fun.
Yeah. Did you like the movie?
I really liked it. I had never seen it before, but I've heard really good things. But I also heard, oh no, it's spooky. So I was a little like, going into it. But it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. It was quite intense.
Yeah.
And like, you know those intense movies that make you laugh because you're like, what the fuck? That was me.
Yeah. It's very, like, I always say, like, it's very unsettling. Like, you just feel, like, kind of tense the whole time you're watching it.
I did not expect so much nudity. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of hot, huh?
It was so hot.
The old man penis hanging out. My favorite kind. Anyways. Alex.
Back to Alex. He said that we don't need to keep him anonymous, so... Shout out, baby. He says, hi, my new BFF Melanie. Oh, hello, Barbara. Take a seat, because this one's a doozy. All right, ooh. You fucking grandma-ass bitch.
Yeah, you fucking nerd.
So I am Serbian and have family that I go see every couple of years. It was a month before my trip that I came across this hot European guy that was also taking a trip to Serbia around the same time. The gay dating app Scruff links you up with people who are taking... You have?
Mm-hmm.
I had not. Well, maybe I have.
All the gays at work are always like showing me their Grinders, their Scruffers, their Tinders, their Hingers.
I have heard of Scruff. The gay dating app Scruff links you up with people that are taking a vacation in the same area and time. Kind of tight. So I spent a couple of weeks chatting with this guy and we decided we wanted to meet up. Let's call him Peter. Peter, pumpkin eater. Eat my pumpkin.
Happy Halloween.
So I casually fly over and but you don't casually fly to Serbia, Alex. Yeah. You don't casually fly to Serbia.
Okay, humble brag.
So I casually fly over, and by the end of vacation, we end up finding some free time to get together. With not much of a plan, I asked him if he wanted to do anything in particular. He told me that he had been chatting with this guy on Grindr and showed me this message. Hey, we are in town on a work trip and scored an awesome Airbnb and want to do something with it. We're having a party with local gays with drinks, music, and a jacuzzi. No hate, no violence, must be safe and respectful or you would be kicked out. The dress code is swim trunks or nothing. Bring a towel.
Bring a what?
A towel.
Okay, you're not going to provide towels?
It became very apparent to me that this was going to be a sex party, but the dumbass that I am agreed to go as long as we had an agreement that if it got weird, we would give each other the look and we'd GTFO. We drove over and knocked on the door. A wonderful Australian guy answered the door, quickly got us a drink, and gave us a tour of the place. It was lit. We were one of the first to show up because my Virgo ass needs to be early to everything. Lights were dim, very spacious, and there was a jacuzzi in the living room. Like, there was a couch and a two-person jet tub right in front of you. So, duh, I had a couple of drinks, got naked, and hopped it. We had a wonderful conversation, and the other guys all got to know each other. There were people from Turkey, Iceland, Australia, New Zealand, Montenegro, etc. I just choked on that, etc. Now there was one bedroom in the place, and Peter and I decided we wanted to do something with it. So things got frisky, but there was one tiny issue. The door to the room doesn't lock. Oh, great. Since I was loosey-goosey, I decided to say, fuck it. I like, no pun, I like to catch for a living.
Oh, my gosh.
And things got going. Let's just say guys started joining in, and the Virgo that I am loved being the center of attention, but it also got a little too much for me. I said, and I quote, my parking is going to expire. Gotta go. Granted, I really had to do that, but it was also a good opportunity to get a bit of a breather. I got back and had my fair share of fun and socializing, and we all decided to go out into town. We laughed at the idea of someone asking us where we all met, had a full night of dancing and drinking. Serbia is not known for being very gay-friendly, and it was wonderful to experience a part of the culture in my home country. I'm not much of a sex party kind of person, but that was probably one of the most positive environments I have been in a weird way. Sex was probably 10% of the whole thing, and it was more just about community and sharing stories. I still chat with some of them, and I can say I made some great friends from all over the world. It could have easily gotten very bad, so people out there, please don't be as dumb as me and go to a stranger's house. Be safe. I got lucky. Whew!
Wow, that's cool. Like, that is a good story because it ended in a good way. You know, like, I was expecting it to be like, and then the cops came and they said, get out, gays. And we said, no.
And they got thrown in a gay jail and it was a gay old night and everybody had a good time, turned bad.
Yeah, but that's so good. I like when things are positive and fun.
It's so Alex, though, to be like, I gotta go. My parking's gonna expire.
Yeah, that's funny. That's what I would say. Let's go to a DM.
Mm.
Thank you. This is like a short one. Like literally a sentence or two. This girl said, I'll share. I once met a guy on Tinder who was super nice online. We ended up meeting, and after we kissed, he said he was feeling sexy and to, quote, keep my pepper spray by my bed just in case. End quote.
Oh.
But I ended up meeting my fiance on a different dating app talking about stepbrothers quotes.
Oh my God. Wait a fucking second. Did that guy threaten to break into her home or something?
Yeah. Or like he would like go too far and like make sure you keep your pepper spray on you. Like that's supposed to be hot or something.
I'm gonna fucking kill you before you kill me.
I know.
That's scary. Oh, God.
That was just a little excerpt. Jesus Christ. I short-circuited. That reminds me of that video where the kid's like, have you ever ever dreamed and that you were so, that you...
Where is he now?
He's probably on TikTok.
I'll read this one that was sent last time that we didn't have time for. The subject is Kesha's number one fan, a Hinge date story. Mm-hmm. So I went on a date with a girl from Hinge. We didn't talk much before we met up. I just asked if she was free that night and she said, yeah, you can come over to my apartment and hang out. So I went and figured we were just going to watch a movie and chill or whatever. I didn't have high hopes that we were going to deeply connect or anything. I just felt like taking a little more risk than I usually do with dating apps and just meeting someone right away instead of waiting until we've been talking for a while. At that time, I felt frustrated with trying to keep up with convos on apps that usually led nowhere. I just wanted to put myself out there. I go to her apartment and she makes me a drink. We sit and chat about where we're from, what activities we're into, etc. Everything I say about myself is clearly going in one ear and out the other, so I immediately get kind of uncomfortable. Then I swear I had only been there for like 10 minutes, maybe less, and she goes, I have a question. Do you like Kesha? And I'm like, yeah, I really like some of her songs, and I think she's one of the strongest, most powerful, like, feminist leaders we have in music right now. And she goes, okay, cool. I'm glad. Me too. I actually love her. She's my favorite person. I loved her for years and years now. I've seen her perform live like 20 times, and I've dressed up as her for Halloween every year for 9 years. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And now, clearly, the can of worms is open, and she continues to tell me how she's stalked Kesha before and after shows, taking photos of her walking around, and that security kicked her out of the live Jimmy Fallon show because she was aggressively trying to get close to Kesha, who was performing that day. She did get photos of Kesha at the Fallon performance, though, because the stage was outdoors, and she stood with her camera that had a crazy zoom lens and shot the concert through the fence outside. She tells me she's also bought Kesha's whole makeup line, any product she's ever endorsed, really, and paid for a meet and greet with her twice. Now, I'm no stranger to celeb obsession, even though I wouldn't go that far personally. I tried so hard to keep an open mind. I tried until she said she's friends with Kesha's old personal assistant and texts her sometimes to, quote, check in on Kesha, and that Kesha personally wrote letters to her while she was in rehab and told her all about her drug problem, her legal problems with her producer, and aspects of her extremely personal life. In these letters, apparently Kesha would say that she cares about her and that she's her, quote, rock, and can't wait to see her after she leaves. At this point, she's like talking about Kesha like they're best friends and saying, when I see her next, I'm gonna tell her to make this song a single. And she's showing me like demos and old obscure recordings of her songs. This is when I think, I very much want out of this date, but how am I supposed to get out? I'm at her place. We're sitting right next to each other on the couch, and she's going on, and I feel so bad and so guilty about having to do this. But I resorted to texting a friend for a fake emergency bailout call so that I could just leave. This whole time, by the way, she never let me get a word in the conversation. She was so invested in telling me all these stories that I had no idea how to tell her I wanted to leave in the middle of her rambling, especially considering the fact that I'd only been like 30 minutes since I got there. I had a strong feeling she tried to guilt me into staying if I politely suggested I wanted to leave early based on certain hints she made about how much she needed someone to talk to and how she was kind of pushing me to drink more. It all worked together to make me feel like I was trapped there. Anyway, my friend's Oscar-worthy emergency bailout call worked, and I got the hell out of there. And she texted me multiple times later that night and the next day, saying she had a great time and wanted to hang out again as soon as possible. I tried to let her down respectfully, but honestly, just said I didn't think we vibed, and I think she's a cool person. So that's my crazy online dating app story, V-memorable and funny in hindsight, but definitely genuinely so uncomfortable and scary in the moment. I remembered way later that her profile on Hinge had one of those fill-in-the-blank questions, something along the lines of, don't expect to date me if, and she answered, you don't like Kesha. That's scary. Oh.
Wait, so Kesha, air quotes, was writing this girl letters?
Apparently, so like, this girl is friends with Kesha's old personal assistant.
I don't believe that.
Right? Like, this seems like some catfish fucking shit.
Oh my god, like the episode of Catfish where he thinks he's dating Katy Perry.
Email, I was like, this reminds me so much about the Catfish Katy Perry episode.
That it, like, how do people, and I think that it's fine to love a, like, look up to a celebrity, but I don't think like that level is like healthy because like they tell you like not to meet your like idols, you know, and I think that's pretty true. So like what if she met her and it was like she was, wait, I guess she has met her, but
yeah,
but like to not get a word in, and like I feel like even if a person like was obsessed with Kesha, like you could date someone that wasn't obsessed. I mean, I love Kesha, too. I think she's an icon, but yeah. That is so really obsessed. Scary.
Yeah, that is so scary. And no, why would you ever want to meet an idol? Because, like, what if you have a really bad encounter and then you can never associate with them anymore?
This girl, does she want to be anonymous? She said either way works. So this is Kayla. She sent us a message. She said, I basically went on a date with a guy who just went on the whole date about how he tricks women into thinking they will date him, but then he just smashes and leaves. Our date was supposed to be at, quote, his house, but it was at his grandma's house. That's her first story. And I was like, how did he think like that would work? Like,
yeah.
Is she supposed to be like, wow, it's so cool. She sent another one that said, went on another date with a guy who had me meet him at the mall for smoothies. Little odd, but we both wanted to meet publicly. We dated for a couple months. I was a single mom. He would tell me how he can't wait to sit in the couch and watch a movie while having my daughter play. Views of our future, basically. For him to tell me the next day he got stood up at a bar with, quote, some slut, his words, not mine. We had already talked about not dating other people. Apparently, he thought it would work for him because it had in the past. He would say girls would try and change him. He loved when a woman could think he could change him.
What? Oh,
he no. needs therapy, therapy, therapy for you, sir. That's a song called We All Need Therapy. Sing along, everyone.
Right. Ew.
Ew. It's like his weird kink or something. Like, oh, love when a woman thinks she can change me. So ew. Hot.
Okay, so I posted on my Instagram, like, some of your dating stories. And my friend replied. And her message to me made me laugh. And then she sent me more afterward. But she said, oh my God, sis, I have a few for you. Would you like the Satanist who told me he tried to abort his ex-girlfriend's baby with herbs? Or the one where the guy basically told me he just wanted to, quote, pour Frank's hot sauce in my butthole and buy me a Pepsi afterward?
And buy me a what?
A Pepsi.
Ew, I want a Coke. That's the only part of that message I think is gross.
And I said, can I have all of them? Then she wrote me afterward and said, let me dig through my brain. Another one I can think of immediately is one guy I was hooking up with on and off for a few months, took me out for drinks, and asked if I wanted to come back to his house. Naturally said yes. We get to his place, and guess who's chilling on his couch? His sad, and I am not joking, crippled mother. Oh no. Caught me off guard so hard. He wanted to take shots in his kitchen, right by his mom.
Oh no, no, no.
And then we went upstairs and banged it out, fell asleep, and I woke up the next morning and dipped out ASAP. His mom was lying awake on the couch, and I just said, bye, and she gave me a weird smile. Never saw him again. He was a bartender at Olive Garden. Met that gem on Tinder.
Oh.
And then she said, or this one guy I was chatting with online wanted me to have sex with his friend, and then a few days later have sex with him, and then tell him during sex how much better his friend was at having sex than he was. Never followed through on that one.
Oh, listen, I'm not trying to kink shame. However, so he wanted her to have sex with his friend and then the next day to have sex with him and say that his friend was better.
Yes. While they're fucking.
Let me sing my therapy song again. Therapy, you need therapy, you need therapy. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But also that is just like so demoralizing, but it might be a kink, yeah. So whatever.
There are people who are into that. Like they want to hear things that hurt their feelings or make them feel degraded. And I'm like, I would love the opposite of yeah. that. Thank you.
I want to be worshipped.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that has to do with like something in their childhood. You know, probably. Like their dad like would put them down and then like later like buy them something and they're like, oh, that's how like I get love. And that's really sad.
Yeah. I had a conversation with somebody about this before. I'm like, how do people find out their kinks? Like a robot kink? How do you find out that you want to like fuck a robot?
I don't know. Seth, how do people find out that they want to fuck a robot?
How do they find out if they want
to? Yeah, like if you had a kink for robots, how do you find that out?
I don't know. You probably brush up against a refrigerator and you're like, oh.
Did what you hear that? Say?
No.
He said... Oh, I don't know. You probably brush up against a refrigerator and you're like, oh.
And you're like, let me put my dick in the ice machine, baby.
My husband, everyone. That is funny. Today, my friend posted a picture of herself, and she put money emojis over her feet and said, free feet pics in this economy. And I commented on it, and I said, I have the original picture, like, everyone, send me a DM and I'll sell it to you. Like, joking, obviously. Oh, no, yeah. No. I got a DM.
Really?
From a dude that was like, and here's the thing. She didn't even put hashtags on it. Like, people are just, like, looking at the word feet pics, maybe. I mean, I guess. But, like, you would think that's a hashtag thing. But anyways, he was like, I'm going to assume you don't have the actual picture, but I would hate myself if I didn't ask. And I was like, I have it. And he was like, well, she wants to charge me $150 because he messaged her too. I was like,
oh my God.
He was like, so it's not going to work out. And I said, that's unfortunate. And he said, yeah, it is. I'm going to assume you don't sell feet pictures. I was like, I didn't write back. He was like, worth a shot. Thanks anyways. And I was just like,
holy shit.
I mean, how much are you trying to sell him?
You know, buy him something funny. The pizza guy said, enjoy. And I said, you too.
Oh.
So you can put that in.
What? But Seth just got a pizza. And the guy said, enjoy. And Seth said, you too. He's like, yeah, loser. I'll friggin' enjoy driving around delivering pizzas in the hot sun. Thanks, sir. Let's wrap this shit up with another story. She said, hi, friends. Today I present to you a story from a close friend of mine, both thanks to the incredible dating app Tinder. I had just gotten out of a crappy relationship and decided to get back on the apps. Met a guy named Matt who seemed relatively normal from his profile. We made plans right away to grab drinks, and I wasn't really looking forward to it. However, we hit it off and had an instant connection, which was unexpected for me. Matt was a fourth grade teacher with a one-year-old baby. He told me his wife died during childbirth, so naturally I was blown away by his ability to be a single father and have gone through such heartbreak. Naturally, after our date, I began my stalking process of all social media accounts. I found his public Insta, which verified that he is in fact a father, a teacher, and a single man, no baby mama in any pics. I did end up finding baby mama's Instagram, but it seemed dormant due to her death and all.
God. Oh my God.
A few days later, I am checking his page and baby mama's and find a recent post from her. I start digging and find that baby mama is in fact not dead. She and Matt live together and seem to be very much in love. I end up messaging baby mama and tell her everything and message Matt to confront him. Matt denies everything and says that I should have asked his side of the story. His side of the story? You mean where he is going on dates and lying about his ex being dead? Yeah, I think I'm good. Men, am I right? I'm sorry. Seth, if you're listening, if you want to date other people, can we just get a divorce? Can you not tell people I'm fucking dead? That is so fucked.
That is horrible.
I know.
That is terrible. I hate all men.
Mm-hmm.
That is so scary.
I know.
Oh, my wife died during childbirth. And she's like, I'm eating a pizza.
Yeah. Hey, I eaten the pizza.
She's alive, just have a little snack. My wife died during childbirth. Ew, Matt, fuck you.
Oh my God. Me and Amanda have an episode planned where we talk about all like the shitty dudes and girls we met on the internet. And I will have to tell you guys about an experience I had with a pilot who's not from the internet, but it reminds me of this story. So get ready for that one.
I can't wait. Jeez.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. In and out, just like that, baby.
Yes, how I like it. please, for the love of God, send us your stories. We want, again, your catfish stories. We know you have them. Your dating app stories. We know you have them. Your creepy things or beautiful, make us cry tears of joy things that happen on the internet.
Send me a story, and if it makes me cry on the pod, I'll Venmo you $5.
Ooh, same.
That's $10, babe.
I could cry at an iCarly episode, so it'll be easy for
me. Dude, Me too. I'm a sap. Pisces. With two water signs. Yeah, we're ready to cry.
So make us cry. That's your challenge. The internet made me do it. pod@gmail.com or on our Instagram. Yeah. We love you.
We love you, and we will see you next week for an Ooky Spooky episode.
That's supposed to be a ghost.
All right.
Love you.
Love you. We'll smell you later. Bye.
Bye.